the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 16, letter number 5960. Bracha v'shalom is a letter to a woman, Baruch Hashem, the first of Tevis, Tovshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom, Bracha v'shalom. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the first candle. He writes, this is a medical issue, that she's making an operation to remove, just to remove a certain gland, etc. Oh, so the Rebbe says that whenever you're dealing about operations, that means it's you're doing something that you can't bring back. You're operating, you're taking something out. So therefore, you need to ask the opinion of the specialist in this area. At least two, and maybe even three. I'm sure that also your mother-in-law will not be upset about it. The Rebbe says, also, based on the instruction of our Torah, a Torah of life, there is a force to the opinion of two or three, which is uncomparable to the force of an opinion of a lonely, of one person. Understanding, the father-in-law may be a doctor, and he suggested that she does that, and he said he won't be upset, because even in Torah, you have to ask two. It's much stronger than just the opinion of an individual. And the Rebbe says, the human intellect also agrees to this, because a person, no matter who you are, is only a limited created being. And when you consult two, three people together, so the Rebbe quotes the verse, Shua b'rev yoyetz, counsel comes when there is many people consulting. And the Rebbe says, since your letter was written and it was received, and also your response is all on Hanukkah, which it keeps on bringing more light, Hanukkah. So I pray, Yiratzin, that your good fortune should be fulfilled, L'toiva. Now I'm getting a hint over here that maybe she had a hard time getting pregnant, and maybe there was a suggestion over here. You know, sometimes the fallopian tubes, I'm not going to be a doctor here, sometimes they're blocked or something. I'm not sure, but we need to know. But the Rebbe says, don't just rely on your father-in-law, even because he's only one. It's like, because the Rebbe says that your luck should shine, fulfilling your desires of your hearts for the good. Usually the Rebbe uses that language to fulfill your heart's desires, meaning to have children. And maybe they couldn't have children. So that's why I'm guessing. And therefore, this is a matter of surgery. And the Rebbe says the surgery, you can't reverse it. So the Rebbe says, make sure to get the opinion and don't just rely on your father-in-law. And the Rebbe points to the fact that getting money, people advise, is the logical, not only the Torah directives, but it's also logical. No matter how great the person is, but still you need more people to advise. That is the way to go.